السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون، صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa, once again with the tawfiq of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, with his ihsan, we have gathered for this majlis of zikr. The zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Hazrat Shah Abdul Ghani Sahib Fulfuri Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, Allah Ta'ala ka zikr zakir ko mazkur tak pahuncha deti. The person who is making the zikr, the zikr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala makes him reach the mazkur, that is Allah Ta'ala. Because Allah Ta'ala is with the person that is making the zikr. There is no question of informing Allah Ta'ala that now I am remembering you, so you too must remember me. We remember so many people, we think of so many people, we have in our hearts and our minds so many different people. But whenever we are thinking of them, there has to be some kind of information given to them at that moment that we are thinking of them. Then only they can understand that we have got muhabbat for them and we are thinking of them. Until you don't inform them, the person doesn't know. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the moment the person makes his zikr, Allah ta'ala is aware of it and Allah ta'ala is remembering him with his inayat, with his bounties. So it is the ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala over which abundant shukr should be made. If a person is given the tawfiq of zikr of Allah ta'ala, he should make abundant shukr over it. Because in these days, which are the days of fitna, as I explained in the Monday night majlis, that these are times of fitna. And fitnas are coming from different sides, different angles, different areas. And they are also coming in the name of deen. They are also coming in the name of Islam. Fitnas are coming. People use the name of Islam, but in the meantime, it's a big fitna that is in the name of Islam. As someone, one alim was questioned that Pakistan, there's so much of cinemas and theaters and there's so much of gambling and there's so much of haram indulgence and then there's so many different groups, Firaqi Batila, the Qadianis and the Shias and so many different fitnas are there. They said, whereas when they were asking for Pakistan, they said, we want a country where Islam will be practiced. That is what they wanted, a country where there will be practice of Islam. So he gave a nice reply. He said, Pakistan, Islam ke naam par bana. Pakistan, Islam ke naam par bana. So Islam ka naam baqi hai. They asked it for it in the name of Islam. So the whole of Pakistan, the name of Islam is taken. You ask anybody, they will say it's an Islamic state. So because it was in the name of Islam, so we get the name. So fitnas are coming from different sides. And at such a time, to keep this heart clear, there is a need for zikr. It removes that rust. You will be shocked and surprised what kind of statements people make these days. We listen to it every time. And it's now as if people have become immune. Just yesterday, one woman phoned. I'm not mentioning any names, I'm not giving it, nobody will know who it is. So even if she is listening, it doesn't make any difference. But she says, my husband doesn't believe in Sharia. He wants to make a will out in which now he wants to give the distribution. that how it should be undertaken. But he doesn't want to make it Islamically because he doesn't believe in Sharia, these were her words. Because Islam does not give a proper share to the woman. So I said, please, before you proceed further, think carefully what you are saying. He doesn't believe in Sharia, then what does that mean? I said, no, whatever it is, but the words which you have used, he doesn't believe in Sharia because Sharia doesn't give proper share to the woman. Now there's great detail, like the explanation I gave, but just the gist of it was this. I said that who stops the husband during his lifetime, if he's got love for his wife, tell him to give a property to her, transfer 100,000, 200,000 into her account, if he's got plenty of money. Why wait until his dying day? What kind of love is that then? On the one hand, he's talking about great love for his wife, that he does not want to see her receive little and suffer, as they claim. So then what stops that husband during his lifetime giving her a property or giving her some cash into her account and name? Why is there that fear at that time that she may take it and run away? What kind of love is that? Where on the one hand they say that no, Maulana, but if we transfer it, what if she takes it and after that says, no, I want divorce? Is that love? Is that muhabbat? So these type of statements of kufr are becoming in vogue. It is like as if nothing has happened. So at such a time, zikrullah is something that purifies the heart. It removes the rust. It makes the heart, the land of the heart, plowed to receive the seeds of iman and germinate. Otherwise the hearts have become hard. Now if you're going to just scatter seeds on dry ground, then it can be the most beautiful seed, but it's not going to grow. It's not going to germinate. You won't get the flowers and the fruits. So it is the tawfiq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that He gives us the opportunity of taking His Mubarak name. So this is a majlis in which we make zikrullah. But that is not the end. It is not the end of all things. It's a means of obeying Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in every department of our life. Because when we are taking His Mubarak name, this is what we are saying. That, O Allah, we are prepared to accept all your ahkam, all your orders. We love you. We will do whatever you ask us to do. We will stay away from whatever you ask us to stay away from. That is zikr of Allah Ta'ala. So this is the plowing of that land. Those people who say, what will happen if you just make zikr? We also say the same thing. That if you only make zikr and you don't do anything else, then that cannot be perfect Islam. But it is a means. And if a person keeps on taking the name of Allah Ta'ala, then one day, inshallah, it will settle in his heart. Then he will question himself every minute. Is my Allah Ta'ala happy with this or not happy? And he will do that which will be pleasing to Allah Ta'ala. Then he will get what we term as sweetness of iman in his heart. This sweetness of iman, we have been listening to it so many times, but still we can't seem to get into our understanding that it is a reality. It is not a fantasy world that we are talking about. The sweetness of iman is a haqiqat. There is a reality behind this word of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that the person will get sweetness of iman, lowering of gazes if he does it properly, and he has a steadfastness, he will get sweetness of iman. Many other actions, sohbat of the saliheen, you will get sweetness of iman. There is a reality, there is a haqiqat. But then there are signs. The doctors look for symptoms, they ask you what symptoms. So the symptoms that this person, or the signs that this person has got, or is getting, or is about to get, the sweetness of iman. And in fact, if he has already got it, then these signs will be there. It's still zazu ta'at. The person will get an enjoyment in his ta'at. At present, we get an enjoyment in our sins. The person who is getting an enjoyment in his sins, then he must believe, he must have that yaqeen, that he is far away from the sweetness of iman, which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned. Because he is talking about, you will get an enjoyment in your obedience to Allah Ta'ala. The enjoyment will be in namaz, in zikr, in tilawat, in service to parents, to family members, to children, fulfilling their rights, the neighbors, in making tilawat of the Quran Sharif, in charities, in building of masjids, madrasas, taking care of the widows, the poor, the orphan, the needy. In other words, all these good deeds that we talk about, there will be an enjoyment in that. But again, it must be like a package. It must not be that a person is just enjoying, for example, charitable work, that he's giving a lot of charities and he's getting the enjoyment. There's no doubt there will be some enjoyment in that charity. But after that, is he still getting enjoyment in his sins? If he's still getting enjoyment in his sins, then it means that it's just one part of the deen which has come in his life. The person must get an enjoyment in ta'at, and he must get a hatred and dislike for sins. We don't say he will become overnight such a wali of Allah Ta'ala that he will never ever commit any sin. He could still make a mistake, he could slip, he could fall, he could err. But he will hate that sin that he has committed. He will not have any kind of liking in his heart for that sin. This is what we have to work hard to achieve, that we get a dislike for sins. The moment some sin comes, we run from that sin, like how we run from a snake that is coming towards us. No matter how beautiful the skin of that snake, but we don't say that that snake which is coming towards me has got a beautiful skin, so why not let me just stand here and gaze and ogle and observe. The person runs. In the same way, no matter how beautiful that face, but if it is haram to see and ogle and watch and gaze, then the person runs. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. He runs towards Allah. He gets a dislike, he gets a hatred for sins, whatever it may be, gambling, cheating, fraud, fornication, adultery, watching porn movies, porn on the internet, reading filthy articles, using dirty, abusive, vulgar language, jokes which are rude and filthy, to make them front of one's children is even worse. Some people do not even have any shame. Front of the children, they talk such kind of things which clearly indicate that this person has got no shame and haya. So this is what we are talking about. There will be istilzaz ut-ta'at. And of course there are many other things, but this is a majlis of zikr, so this is also zikr what I am saying. The reminder of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's ta'at. So that is the first sign. Even if we just get this first sign, then we know that we are getting somewhere. The hatred of sins and a love for ibadat, for zikr, tilawat, namaz, roza, zakat, hajj and all the other good deeds. There must be a love for that and a hatred for sins. And wallah, at present our major weakness is that we enjoy sins. I'm talking about the majority. There could be a few exceptions to the rule. But the few exceptions don't make the ummah. Talking about the ummah at large, whenever we discuss or whenever we talk, we look at the ummah at large. Is there any shortage of evidence that the ummah at large, and we included, we must include ourselves, don't only look at others far away, that there's an enjoyment in sins. If not in our lives, look at the lives of our children, look at the lives of our family members. But you'll find there's an enjoyment. Every room must have the television now. Before it used to be one in the lounge somewhere, where the family used to get around. But then they heard bayans that it is a lack of haya, a deficiency in your haya, that mother, father, sister, auntie, grandmother all sit together and watch filth. So there's a lack of haya and shame. So what is the cure for that? Give each one in his own room or her own room. Now that is the solution we found. That the person was suffering because he took poison. So now what's the solution to that? Give more poison. But let them go and drink it in their own rooms before they were drinking it together. Ah, what are we going to cry over? Ontre, ontre, kunsi, kalsidi. So at such a time, what must we do? Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Ruh ko noore taqwa se tu shad kar, nafs dushman hai dushman ko nashad kar. Ruh ko noore taqwa se tu shad kar, nafs dushman hai dushman ko nashad kar. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Put your forehead on the ground. Get up at night. Cry before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sometimes his place of sajda is wet with his tears. That sinless, masoom Nabi. Sometimes his ihram is soaked with his tears. Sometimes his clothes are soaked with his tears. What was he crying over? In his sins he committed. To apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar. We know that we are weak. We have got great weakness, shortcoming. But cry before Allah Ta'ala. He is our creator. He is our malik. Cry before him. Tell him whatever we have to say. Oh Allah, I've got this weakness. Give me hidayat. Give me tawfiq. I know I am namak haram. I'm using all your given ni'mats for your disobedience. If you didn't give me this sight, would I have been able to watch all that filth on that internet and on the TV? And generally one question will be asked, what is wrong with TV? What is wrong with TV? It's a box, nothing wrong with TV. How many times have I explained that it is the contents? And who can say that we can separate this from that on the TV? Which person will sit there and say, right now this much was halal and permissible, that's 10% or 5%. The rest of it now, don't go across there. In fact, the nafs is such that the nafs will want to go for all that is haram there. The person will buy it in the name of news, views, and interviews. That's what they will buy it for. You ask them what you bought it for, they'll say news, views, and interviews. But who does not know what is happening? Brains are getting washed. We all talk about brainwashing. There's no doubt it is getting washed. But what is getting washed from the brains is our iman, our haya, our shame, our modesty, our akhlaq. All is getting washed away. So apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is crying. Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu is crying. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is crying. What are they crying for? Ruh ko noore taqwa se tu shad kar. To make the ruh and the soul happy, nothing will make it happy except taqwa. Food, clothing, shelter, these are things which are asbab of rahat. They are means of comfort. But they cannot give comfort to the heart. A person who has got a court case, he has been arrested and charged for murder, and he is going to face the judge, and now he will be convicted. Give him the best food. Will he enjoy it? So the comfort of the heart is in taqwa. Then any kind of condition, the person will still enjoy serenity within the heart. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر، روح کو نور تقوی سے تو شاد کر، نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر. Nafs is our enemy. Displease the enemy and please Allah Ta'ala. Then see what Allah Ta'ala gives. Dil ko noore khuda se tu abad kar, aur gunahon ki khwahish ko barbad kar. Dil ko noore khuda se tu abad kar, aur gunahon ki khwahish ko barbad kar. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. حمد سے اس زباں کو تو حماد کر، سر کو چوکھٹ پہ ان کی تو سجاد کر. حمد سے اس زباں کو تو حماد کر، سر کو چوکھٹ پہ ان کی تو سجاد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. Normally we say when a person cries, then there's depression and it'll bring sickness, illness, weakness and all kinds of things. But here he say, you cry before your Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it'll bring life into that heart. Life will come into that heart.
قَلْبُ جَانْكُ تُو اُس دَرْ پِ عَبَّادَ كَرْ اور سکون دل و جان کو خلاد کر. قلب و جان کو تو اس در پہ عباد کر، اور سکون دل و جان کو خلاد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. روح کو نور تقوی سے تو شاد کر، نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر. اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر، اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر. اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر، اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر.
So in these days of fitna, we don't require too much of nafil namazes, too much of zikr, too much of ibadat of the nafil kind. In these days, if you just stay away from haram, if we can get the courage and the strength to stay away from haram in our lives, we are waliullahs. So simple a prescription it is in these days. People are say, in those days they used to read 20,000 times this and 100,000 times tasbih, and they used to read all night namaz and fast almost every day. Because of our weakness, we say that in these days, take the courage. And wallah, if we take that plunge, then we will see the difference. It will change our whole outlook towards life. When we will get that sweetness of iman, then who is going to go for something that's bitter after that? The person who enjoys something that is sweet, he was tasting everything bitter, bitter, and then after that he got something very sweet, and he enjoyed the sweetness. Then if you give him that bitter thing, will he ever take it? He said, no, because he's already tasted what is sweetness. So if we are enjoying sins, it means we haven't tasted the sweetness of Iman, which is a reality. And there is no condition there that you have to be a born a wali, or you have to make a lot of zikr and you have to stay awake the whole night. Nothing like that. In these days, put all the effort into restraining ourselves from sins. And definitely there will be a pain on the heart when the person will restrain himself in the early days. There will be a difficulty and pain that the person will experience. But after that pain will come enjoyment and such pleasure that the kings of the world don't know what that pleasure is all about. When a woman is giving birth, labor pain is the most difficult pain. That is why the rights of the mothers are so much. But after she gives birth, and when she sees a bubbly, beautiful baby, what pleasure, what happiness, smiles on everybody's faces. So this is a little bit of pain, but after that, what pleasure, what happiness Allah Ta'ala gives. Otherwise, because of our sins, Allah Ta'ala is changing the whole world against us. Our families, our children, our parents, our wives, everybody is against us. Everything turns against us. Nigahe aqraba badli mizaje dostan badla. Nigahe aqraba badli mizaje dostan badla. Nazar ek unki kya badli ke kul sara jahan badla. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making ta'at and staying away from that which is displeasing to him. Then automatically we'll get such happiness, such sukoon, such peace. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must bless us all with it. Wa akhira da'wana.
مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ ہے چہیں سب میرے ارادے مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ ہے چہیں سب میرے ارادے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے بس اب جگا دے ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لو میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. रहे तलब में सवार सब हैं पयादा मिसले गुबार में हूँ रहे तलब में सवार सब हैं पयादा मिसले गुबार में हूँ तेरे गुलिस्तान में सब गुल है बस एक अगर हूँ तो खार में हूँ तेरे गुलिस्तान में सब गुल है बस एक अगर हूँ तो खार में हूँ
I've explained to you before also and many many times by now that whenever this part comes तेरे गुलिस्तान में सब गुल है At that time think of ourselves and it touches my heart very very deeply I must tell you that that we think of ourselves as the thorn and everyone else as a flower Oh Allah in this garden of yours I am the only thorn everyone else is a flower I am causing everybody injury pain problem difficulties and all kinds of harm and injury I don't know how many people's hearts I have sliced with my tongue. How many people's property I have harmed by stealing, by fraud, by corruption. How many people's respect and honor I have destroyed with my ghibat. So think of ourselves, don't think of others.
तेरे गुलिस्तान में सब गुल हैं बस एक अगर हूँ तो खार में हूँ मुझे भी कुछ फिक्र आखिरत हो बहुत ही गफलत शियार में हूँ मुझे भी कुछ फिक्र आखिरत हो बहुत ही गफलत शियार में हूँ रहा मैं बेकार जिंदगी भर बस अब तो मशगूल कार में हूँ हर दम करूँ मैं ऐ मेरे बारी अल्लाहू अल्लाह अल्लाहू अल्लाह Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Jab saans loon mein ho jaye jari Allahu Allah 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 तुझे तो मालूम है इलाही बहुत ही गंदा है हाल मेरा तुझे तो मालूम है इलाही बहुत ही गंदा है हाल मेरा गुना में आलूदा हो रहा है रुआ रुआ बाल बाल मेरा
गुनाह में आलूदा हो रहा है, रुआ रुआ बाल बाल मेरा। ये आखिरी दिन है जिंदगी के, दुरुस्त कर दे माल मेरा। ये आखिरी दिन है जिंदगी के, दुरुस्त कर दे माल मेरा। तेरी मोहब्बत में अब जीऊं मैं, उसी में हो इंतकाल मेरा। तेरी मोहब्बत में अब जीऊं मैं, उसी में हो इंतकाल मेरा। हरदम करूं मैं ऐ मेरे बारी, अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह, 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 अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह। जब सांस लूं मैं हो जाए जारी, अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह, अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह, अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह, अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह, अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह। करम से तेरे बईद क्या है, जो फजल मुझ पर भी मेरे रब हो। O Allah, you are Kareem, you are Kareem. Kareem is the one who gives without a person deserving. O Allah, we know we are not deserving of your ni'mats and of your bounties. But O Allah, you are Kareem, and therefore we have got very, very high hopes in you, that with your fazl and ihsan, you will not deprive us. Whatever I am, my heart is filthy, dirty. I am immersed and soaked and drowning in sins. But O Allah, you are Kareem. Pull me out from that ocean of sins. Karam se tere ba'id kya hai, jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho. Teri madad ho, meri ho koshish, teri kashish ho, meri talab ho. बदी में गुजरी है उम्र सारी, नसीब तौफीक नेक अब हो। बदी में गुजरी है उम्र सारी, नसीब तौफीक नेक अब हो। रहूं मैं मशगूल जिक्रो ताअत, बस अब यही शुगल रोजो शब हो। हर दम करूं मैं ऐ मेरे बारी, अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह, 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 अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह। जब सांस लूं मैं हो जाए जारी, अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह, अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह, अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह,
اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ لا الہ الا 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 اللہ محمد رسول اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ 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 دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ 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 دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ 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 سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد الرسول اللہ اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف کر او مائی بلاوڈ اللہ او مائی رحیم اللہ او مائی کریم اللہ او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ او مائی موسٹ کمپیشنٹ کائنڈ لونگ کیئرنگ اللہ او مائی موسٹ بیوٹیفل اللہ او مائی موسٹ بیوٹیفل اللہ وی آر بیفور یور سائٹ ایٹ دس ویری مومنٹ او اللہ You are seeing us. You are hearing us. You know the thoughts that are crossing our minds. You are seeing the hands that are raised before you. You are seeing the tears that are rolling down. Ya Allah, you are seeing the shame that we are experiencing in our hearts at this very moment. Oh my beloved Allah, there's no x-ray in the world that can see the shame in the heart. But oh Allah, you can see that we are ashamed of our sins that we have committed in our entire life. Therefore we are raising these hands before you and begging. Otherwise what else has kept us here this part of the night, oh Allah? When there are so much of distractions and attractions in this city of Durban in this month of July. Oh my beloved Allah, such a large crowd of young people who have gathered and raising their hands before you. Ya Allah,
Your mercy knows no bounds when you see the youth crying before you. Oh, may Allah, with the barakat of the tears of those who have gathered, Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, we are sinful servants of yours. Indeed, we are drowning in the ocean of sins. Ya Allah, in your beautiful rose garden, we are the thorns. Everyone is a rose, oh my beloved Allah. But oh Allah, who is there to take us out of this ocean of sins besides you? Ya Allah, you have got such qudrat and such power and such might and such glory, oh Allah, that those who were the kuffar, the mushrikeen, they were from the Yahud and the Nasara, they were from the munafiqeen, but when they accepted Islam upon the hands of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you made them radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Ya Allah, they became such that you were pleased with them, they were pleased with you. Oh Allah, they became such that all the walis of the world cannot match the status of the lowest sahabi. Oh Allah, if you could have changed or brought about such reformation and such transformation in them, that oh Allah, what is it difficult for you to change our direction of life? Ya Allah, we acknowledge before you. We don't wish to be of those who justify sins, oh Allah. Ya Allah, a major weakness of ours in these days of fitna is that we find justification for our sins. Oh my beloved Allah, we are confessing before you. Hum waqai gunegar hai, hum badkar hai, hum siyakar hai, hum khatakar hai, hum napak aur gande hai. Ey Allah, hum namak haram hai. Ey Allah, hum sab kuch hai bande magar tere hai. Whatever we may be, no matter how sinful we may be, but oh Allah, we are your servants. Where do we go? Whether we go east or west, it is your kingdom. We go north or south, it's your kingdom. We go deep down the ocean, it's your kingdom. We go high above the heavens, it's your kingdom. We cannot escape, oh my beloved Allah, your sight and your might. Mere pyare khuda, therefore we are expressing this regret and shame of our sins. Hum sharminda hai, we are ashamed, oh my Allah. Hum nadim hai, aaj raat maaf kar de. Mere Allah, forgive each and every one of us. We know that when we get forgiveness of sins, then your rahmat will descend. Our lives will find peace and happiness and sukoon. Ya Allah, our problems will vanish and disappear. Oh Allah, therefore forgive the entire ummah. Forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, if you are going to forgive us, you will become pleased. Your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam will become pleased. Ya Allah, we will become pleased. The only one that will be displeased will be Shaitan. Ya Allah, please your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, please us, and oh Allah, become pleased by forgiving us. Ay Allah, you dearly love forgiveness. Forgive our major sins and minor sins. We are extending these begging bowls before you. Oh Allah, protect us and safeguard us from extending our hands and begging of mankind. But oh Allah, the more we beg of you, the more happy you become. Ya Allah, we are extending these begging bowls. Ya Allah, forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, and the entire ummah. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins, the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. There was no question of darkness before you, O Allah. We were deceiving ourselves, we were fooling ourselves. Ya Allah, even if there is a tiny little black ant crawling on a pitch black rock, in the darkest of all nights, you are aware of the movement of that ant. Oh Allah, you are watching every movement of ours. You have seen everything. Ya Allah, forgive the entire ummah. Ya Allah, forgive all our sins. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands and feet, of our hearts and mind. Ya Allah, we are turning towards you. Don't turn away your glance of rahmat from us because of our sins. Become ours and make us yours. Hamara ban jaye Allah, aur hame apna bana le.
اگر اک تو نہیں بیرا تو کوئی شے نہیں بیری، اگر اک تو نہیں بیرا تو کوئی شے نہیں بیری، جو تو بیرا تو سب بیرا، فلک بیرا زمین بیری. Oh Allah, if you are ours, then everything is ours. If you are not ours, nothing will be ours. Become ours and make us yours. Oh Allah, people seek different things from you. Ya Allah, we are seeking you from you. Koi tujhse kuch, koi kuch mangata hai. Ilahi, be tujhse talabgar tera. Ya Allah, bless us with long life. Bless our children, our families, and the ummah with long life. Bless us with good health, oh my Allah. We are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Ya Allah, our hearts have become diseased with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance. Oh Allah, jealousy, every kind of filth has engulfed our hearts. Ya Allah, clean and pure our hearts. Clean and purify our hearts, oh Allah, from all the evil that has embedded itself. Bless us with the hearts of the awliya-i siddiqeen. Allah, bless us with the hearts that you give to the awliya-i siddiqeen. Ay Allah, man has mastered the art of transplant of hearts. Oh Allah, diseased hearts are thrown off the body of the person and a healthy heart is transplanted. Ay Allah, if man can undertake such heart transplants, what is it difficult for you, oh my beloved Allah, to transplant a healthy spiritual heart into our bodies? Ay mere pyare khuda, hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya, dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya, dil badal de. Ey mere pyare khuda, hamare dil ki halat ko badal de. Oh Allah, change the condition and direction of our hearts. Ya Allah, bless us with long life. Bless us with good health. Bless us with good health, physical health and spiritual health. Ya Allah, bless us with the ni'mats that you give to the awliya-i siddiqeen. Ya Allah, bless us with your ma'rifat. Bless us with your yaqeen. Bless us with tawakkul and trust in you. Bless us with your closeness. Bless us with such a bond with you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Ya Allah, give us the noor of taqwa in our hearts. Light up our hearts with the noor of ibadat, with the noor of tilawat, with the noor of zikr, with the noor of shukr. Oh my beloved Allah, light up our hearts with the noor of all kinds of ta'at. Oh my beloved Allah, put the hatred of sins into our heart. One of our major weakness, oh Allah, is that sins have become beloved to us. Ya Allah, put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Ya Allah, the Sahaba-i-Kiram, the Tabi'een, the Awliya-i-Siddiqeen. Ya Allah, they used to do ibadat, zikr, tilawat. And then they used to cry that we have not been able to do justice. Oh Allah, we commit sins upon sins upon sins and we laugh, we giggle, we are proud, we are brag about our sins, we justify our sins, we advertise our sins. Ah, my beloved Allah, when sins become beloved, then where is iman? Ay Allah, hawari hifazat farma. Ya Allah, protect us and protect the entire ummah. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, give us barakat in our homes, barakat in our businesses, barakat in our lives, barakat in our time, barakat in our children, barakat in every bounty and ni'mat that you bless us with. Ya Allah, don't snatch away and seize our ni'mats, O Allah, because of our sins. Oh my beloved Allah, do not destroy us because of our sins. Ya Allah, do not turn away your glance of rahmat and mercy because of our sins. For there is no one, my beloved Allah, besides you for us. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Allah, tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Bas tu hi hamara hai. Ya Allah, there is no one for us besides you. Everything is in your control. Our life, our sight, our hearing, our speech, our heart, liver and lungs. Ya Allah, everything is in your control. Change the conditions of the world, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give the enemies of Islam hidayat.
But if they have become obstinate and they have made up their minds that they will never ever accept Islam and they will go on bombing and destroying the Muslim Ummah, then, oh my beloved Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. It's not difficult for you, Allah. Ya Allah, create conditions of release of those prisoners. O Allah, whose fault is only that they have taken your kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ya Allah, they are treated like animals in cages. Ya Allah, create the conditions of their release. O Allah, give hidayah to these zalims. But O Allah, if it is not muqaddar for them, then shake them, Ya Allah, like you shook the Aad and Samud. Destroy their pride and arrogance. Ya Allah, cause the planes to crash. Cause the ships to sink, create division and disunity amongst their ranks. Put fear and terror into their own hearts, O my Allah, just as they are putting fear and terror into the hearts of the innocent women, children, and O Allah, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Laaj bhi tu wohi Badr wala khuda hai, tu wohi Khandaq wala khuda hai, tu wohi Uhud wala khuda hai, tu wohi Fateh Makkah wala khuda hai. Ay Allah, you send the ababil, the tiny little birds with tiny little pebbles, and they destroyed the army of Abraha. Ay Allah, aaj bhi tu wohi qadir e mutlaq khuda hai. Ya Allah, bless us all with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, give the ummah of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sukoon, peace. Change the conditions of adversity to that of prosperity and happiness. Those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Those who are in financial difficulties and problems, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance. Oh Allah, save us from going to banks and borrowing on interest. Oh my Allah, change our conditions. We are seeking from you rahmat and mercy. We know that our problem is that our homes are on interest, our carpets on interest, our furniture on interest, our clothes on interest, our shoes on interest. Ya Allah, so much so that the vehicles and cars that we travel in are on interest. Ya Allah, everything on our body on interest. Then how can we have your rahmat and mercy? Ya Allah, kaisi hal mein hum pahunch gaye that even masjids and madrasas are being now built with interest monies. Where Allah, give us hidayat, O my beloved Allah. Give us understanding, O my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with barakat. Ya Allah, remove all our evils. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he made so much of sacrifices for us. He was stored in Taif until his shoes were filled with his blood. Ya Allah, he was stored in Uhud, he falls down unconscious. His teeth are shattered. Ya Allah, he stands whole night in prayer. Ya Allah, his beard and his kurta becomes wet with his tears. Ya Allah, that Nabi who cried so much for us. We are doing so many things today that are causing him hurt and injury and pain. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to understand and to restrain ourselves from that which is haram and forbidden. Ya Allah, all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for us. And especially in Hajjatul Wida. Ya Allah, my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all the du'as that he made for us and all the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with that goodness. Bless the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection. Oh Allah, protect us, our parents, wives and children, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. O Allah, all the works of deen which are taking place, accept them. As long as it is, they are within the parameters of deen and sharia, and they are done with ikhlas, O Allah, accept each and every person's deeni activity and work. Those who are looking for marriage partners, bless them with good marriage partners. Those who will be an assistant to their deen. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.